time again to take your seats and be a student in the Warren County Radio Bible School. And we're looking at a Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday schools of February the 29th. Excuse me, January the 29th, 1928. It's a Sunday school lesson on the growing fame of Jesus. And we're looking now at what we read about that in Matthew chapter 6. We'll be looking at Matthew chapter 6, verses 53 through 56 in a moment. But before we do, we want to go back and revisit Mark chapter 3, verses 11 and 12, where it said, "The unclean spirits, whensoever they beheld him, fell down before him and cried, saying, Thou art the Son of God. And he charged them that they should not make him known." Well, first we're going to talk about why Jesus did not allow the demons to confess him. We'll be there in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's look at that lesson text again. Mark chapter 3, 11 and 12. "And the unclean spirits, whensoever they beheld him, fell down before him and cried, saying, Thou art the Son of God. And he charged them much that they should not make him known." Let's look at Elam's notes. The unclean spirits are the demons. Whenever they saw Jesus, fell down before him and cried, saying, Thou art the Son of God. They did not fall down before him to worship him in spirit and in truth. They knew who Jesus was, knew their final doom, and hence, as James 2:19 says, they believed and shuddered. I think the King James Version says, they believed and trembled. Demons or evil spirits took possessions of human beings and controlled their speech and actions and affected their bodies. This, then, was not simply a mental or physical disorder. Well, Jesus charged the demons much that they should not make him known. There was nothing in common between Jesus and demons. There was no friendly relationship between him and Satan. He did not need or desire their testimony. Faith in him must rest upon better witnesses. The Pharisees said, "Away, that he cast the demons." The Pharisees said, "Anyway, that he cast out demons through the power of Satan." They, on the other hand, asked him to let them alone. They did not want to be disturbed by him. But now we're going to read Matthew 6, 53 through 56. Mark chapter 6. But first, Mark 6, 45 through 56 gives the account of Jesus walking on the sea. Having rowed almost all night against angry waves and contrary winds until the fourth watch of the night, and having gone only about 3 or 3.5 miles, that is 25 or 30 furlongs, John 6:19, the apostles were distressed. Jesus, from the mountain on which he was praying, saw through the darkness that they were exhausted and helpless, and appeared to them walking on the sea. At this, Matthew 14:26 says, they cried out for fear. To allay their fear, Jesus kindly said, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And he went up unto them in the boat, Mark 6:50 and 51. But this was not before Peter's request to be commanded to go to him on the water, the failure of his faith and his rescue by Jesus. To their great amazement, the wind ceased, the rough waves subsided into a calm, and straightway the boat was at land, whither they were going. On account of this calm, they came easily and at once to port. Now, I want to pause here and inject what I think is a humorous little story. And if you've ever taught a Sunday school class of children, children have said some of the funniest things. I was relating this story to a vacation Bible school class about Peter walking on the sea, and all the little children were just watching intently as I was saying, and I knew I had them involved in this story. And I told them how Peter stepped out of the boat, and he put his foot down on the water, and he was able to stand on the water, and he started walking on that water toward Jesus. But he looked around, and he saw the winds and the waves, and having taken his eyes off of Jesus, he lost his faith. He began to sink, and he cried out to Jesus, "Lord, save me." And Jesus grabbed him by the hand and helped him get back into the boat, and then rebuked all his disciples for their little faith. Well, after I told that story, I asked the class, I said, "What do you learn from this story?" And one of the little girls that were just listening so intently, she said, "Always wear your floaties." Well, I enjoyed that, and I enjoy teaching children, and they are so good to listen, and I hope she always remembers that story. But let's get back to Elam's notes. It was after Jesus had done this, and they had walked on the water. Now we read in Mark chapter 6, verses 53 through 56, "And when they had crossed over, they came to the land unto Gennesaret, and moored to the shore. And when they were come out of the boat, straightway the people knew him, and they ran round about that whole region, and began to carry about their beds those that were sick, where they heard he was. And wheresoever he entered into villages, or into cities, or into the country, they laid the sick in the marketplaces, and besought him that he might touch, if it were, the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole." In Elam's notes we read, Jesus and the apostles landed in the country of Gennesaret. This is a beautiful plain on the western shore of the sea, about 4 miles long and 2 or 3 miles wide. Capernaum was near the northern end of it. As soon as Jesus landed, the people recognized him and ran about that whole region and began to carry about on their beds those that were sick. Thus they followed him wherever they heard he was, and whithersoever he went into the country, villages or cities, they did this. They besought him that they might touch, as it were, but the border of his garment, and as many as has touched him were made whole. Well, Jesus, the fame of Jesus was growing. The word of Jesus had spread. And now we're going to come to a Sunday school lesson about Jesus being misunderstood and opposed. Before we do, there's a little rhyme at the end of the lesson for January 29th, 1928, by Margaret Sangster. "Over the narrow pathway that led from my lonely door, I went with the thought of the Master, as oft I had walked before. But my heart was heavy laden, and with tears my eyes were dim. But I knew I should loose the burden could I get a glimpse of him." Well, now I'm turning the page in my little Sunday school book. Here's the Sunday school lesson for February the 5th, 1928. Jesus, misunderstood and opposed. The lesson text is Mark 3, 19 through 27. And he cometh into a house, and the multitude cometh together again, so that they could not so much as eat bread. And when his friends heard it, they went out to lay hold on him, for they said, He is beside himself. And the scribes that came down from Jerusalem said, He hath Beelzebub, and by the prince of demons casteth he out demons. And he called them unto him, and said unto them in parables, How can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan hath risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but hath an end. But no one can enter into the house of the strong man and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. Now the second text for this Sunday school lesson is Mark chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. And he went out from thence, and he cometh into his own country, and his disciples follow him. And when the Sabbath was come, he began to teach in the synagogues, and many, hearing him, were astonished, saying, Whence hath this man these things, and what is the wisdom that is given unto this man, and what mean such mighty works wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, and Joseph, and Judas, and Simon, and are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended in him. And Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, save in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hand upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went around about the villages teaching. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is John chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. He came into his own, and they that were his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become children of God, even to them that believe on his name. The devotional reading is from Isaiah chapter 50, verses 4 through 9. The Lord Jehovah hath given me the tongue of them that are taught, that I may know how to sustain with words him that is weary. He waketh, morning by morning, he waketh mine ear to hear as they that are taught. The Lord Jehovah hath opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away backward. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting, for the Lord Jehovah will help me. Therefore have I not been confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He is near that justifieth me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who is mine adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord Jehovah will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Behold, they all shall wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up. Now there are some helps and hints for the teacher in this lesson. And the facts of this lesson occurred during the third general preaching tour Jesus made through Galilee. We should remember that much of Jesus' work up to this time and much that follows was done in Galilee. Soon after his baptism and temptation, he returned to Galilee with a few disciples he had at that time, and there at Canaan performed his first miracle and then made a short visit to Capernaum. That's what we read about in John 1, 1 through 12.